Michael, you incompetent fuck.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Okay. Hi, it's Michael with Barking Bros. It's fucking JJ. Okay, we recorded for an entire fucking hour.
I blame fucking you.
Shut up.
I could have sworn.
Shut up, let me explain what happened.
I'm on your side this time. I could have sworn I saw you press the record button.
I did play the
record. And I saw the lines, you know, the fucking recording lines where it records, like, fucking my voice and, you know, everything bounces up. But at the same time, shouldn't it alert you that, like, oh, you've stopped recording?
I don't know, dude. I don't have my tablet on me. It's dead.
You fucking...
It's fine, though. We lost the recording, but we'll just do a highlight reel real quick. Okay, games we're excited for E3. I'll go first. Kingdom Hearts 3 comes out in January. Metro Exodus. Devil May Cry 5. Last of Us Part 2. And Gears of War 5. Those are the ones I'm happy for. Those are the ones I want inside me. This is the reason why I'm living right now, that I haven't pulled the trigger yet.
Okay.
I want to die.
My reasons... Okay, I want to die because we just recorded a whole fucking hour. We didn't record it. You fucking... Ah, Jesus. I'm not blaming you. Okay, I love you.
You are fucking...
I love you. I'm rubbing his nip right now. I feel it getting a little harder. But, okay. So, things I'm excited for, but at the same time, I'm meh about it. Okay.
You know, I think the problem is that Amber walked over here to listen to us.
Uh-huh.
And she's our bad luck charm.
Fuck. Okay, the only person we have to blame is Amber.
Yeah, we gotta blame Amber.
Okay, okay.
Fuck.
I'm excited for... Fuck. Super Smash Bros. I'm excited for Metro. I'm excited for Last of Us. I'm excited for Gears of War. I'm excited for...
Morty.
Morty. No. I'm excited for... fucking... What else? Elder Scrolls 6. I'm excited for... what else was I excited for? I took a hot pile of shit. Okay, before we stopped and we realized that we weren't recording, I took a huge pile of fucking shit on Just Cause 4.
Just Cause 3 with tornadoes.
Yes, Just Cause 3 with tornadoes. That's it. Like, sure, it's on a new fucking area, I guess. I don't know, but it looks...
It's more
absolutely
of the same,
bullshit. Yes, yeah, you have to blow shit up. You have to take down whoever
it
is.
It might as well be DLC.
It might as well be DLC, exactly.
Oh, Battlefield 5. You're excited for Battlefield 5?
Battlefield 5, yes. Fuck.
Fucking professionalism went out the window.
Yes! I was discussing... this is probably the, like, E3... This E3 podcast that we didn't fucking record, I probably... went into so much detail, probably the most detailed I've ever been in a podcast, and it pisses me off.
Dude, we're just honestly, dude. Like at one point, like the other day, I was thinking about changing the name of the podcast.
Oh yeah, what do you want to change it to?
Parking Lot Podcast.
Parking Lot Podcast. You know that's not a bad idea because we always do it in your fucking car in the parking lot.
Yeah, and we're recording in my new car that I have to pay $455 for a month.
Hey, Michael, if you love me, would you, give me your credit card information out loud, please?
Oh, you want... Dude, I don't have money. You know how much money I have to my name?
If you give me your card information, I would love to hear.
I have about $15 to my name right now, until payday.
Oh, shit.
I want to die.
Okay, so,
I'm gay.
Jump Force, I'm meh about it. Fallout 76, I'm meh about it. Okay, I'll tell you the developers. Sony with Hideo Kojima, I'm excited for it. Death Stranding, fucking From Software, they came out with this new game. I forgot what it was called.
Shadows Die Twice.
Shadows Die Twice, I don't remember the main title of the game. I'm excited for that. Nintendo, fucking Kingdom Hearts 3. We're excited for that.
Nintendo Kingdom Hearts 3 is developed by Square Enix.
Square Enix?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Fucking Squeenix, man. We've been bitching about Squeenix for years, man.
I don't know.
First we bitched about Final Fantasy 15, and that game kind of bit me in the ass.
Uh-huh.
Have you played that game?
I have.
How'd you like it?
It was okay.
It was okay?
It was okay.
Hey, you need to buy the fucking season pass to understand everything that's going on in that fucking game, man. Fuck that game.
Is it?
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Then why are you telling me it's bullshit? Then it makes me not want to buy it. Especially a season pass when it's like another $30 extra.
Just wait for the Royal Edition to be cheap.
Oh my god.
That's the thing that pisses me off about games now, is that you have to buy all the fucking DLC if you want to play it, but then a year after it releases, you go, oh, you get the special complete edition.
That's how I felt about Injustice.
I told Amber not to buy that game. I told her not to buy Injustice 2. And she goes, oh, I want to buy it. No, don't do it.
Harley Quinn's in it.
And I'm like, no, don't do it. Because you're going to play it, and then you're going to be bored of it, and then you're going to take it back. Yeah. And you're going to waste money. And you're going to waste my money. And you know what? She took it back. But you know what? I don't care. Because I don't play fighting games anymore.
Why is that? Did you get your ass kicked?
Yeah, I'm not good at them.
It's okay.
I play them on easy to get the story, and that's it.
It's okay.
It's fine.
It's okay to be bad at games.
The only games I'm good at are shooters, hack and slash, and beating my meat.
Ooh.
That's all I'm good at.
The one thing that I'm excited for that is DLC is the new Cuphead DLC.
Oh, you know what else? Well, it wasn't really announced this E3, but they did a gameplay demo of it.
What's up?
Spider-Man.
Oh, Spider-Man. That's what I was thinking about it, like, in the beginning of the podcast. I'm like, okay, I know it's not on the list. Should I mention it? But I thought we were going to get onto the list. But, like, Spider-Man. Jesus fucking Christ. Spider-Man. Oh,
wait for the reviews.
Boy. Insomniac. No, I mean, waiting for no reviews. No, fuck that.
Spider-Man. Spider-Man.
Spoodie. How would you feel if they had a costume of Spider-Man? Would you play it immediately?
Hell yeah, dude.
Spider-Man.
If they have Ben Reilly's costume, that'd be cool. The Scarlet Spider. That'd be pretty sweet.
They do have the Scarlet Spider. Oh, wait, never mind.
The costume.
Yes, never mind. I got confused with the Iron Spider. Sorry.
Yeah, no.
Ben Reilly's Scarlet Spider, it is very interesting, but I just want... I feel like, for me, they're not going to put in the Noir Spider suit. You know?
Oh, that'd be sweet.
I feel that they're not going to do it.
Yeah.
What I think that they're going to do with the third costume that they haven't released yet...
Mm-hmm.
The black symbiote suit.
Obviously.
But, you know, with how Rockstar Games amped up... No, not Rockstar, sorry. Rocksteady.
Mm-hmm.
Rocksteady, how they...
Arkham Knight?
Yes, Arkham Knight. When they fucking redid how Batman Beyond should look in their view, I'm like, holy fuck, dude.
Yeah, it was a beautiful costume.
I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Because you know that scene where Jason comes down and there's a wall between you and you see the Arkham Knight and then you see Batman Beyond?
They look pretty similar.
Yeah, it looks so cool.
I'm just like, oh, geez, man. This Batman Beyond suit, like, has me rock hard. That's what I feel that Insomniac Games are going to do with the black suit Spider-Man. Damn. Not with so much armor and tech, but I feel like they're going to make it more, like, fleshy, you know?
Yeah.
More, like, symbiote, kind of like veiny symbiote, you know? That's how I feel they're going to do it.
Like, more gooey?
I wouldn't say more gooey. Maybe a little bit more glossy in the look.
Like how the new Venom looks?
I wouldn't say...
We are Venom. We are Venom.
Ah! And fucking... You know what's fucking weird about that? Fucking people have been sexualizing how they want to fucking fuck Venom. After that trailer, fucking like, oh, Venom can eat me out anytime. I'm like, no, you don't want this. You do not want Venom eating you out, because he will literally eat you out. He will eat upon your flesh.
Ew.
Yes! I'm sorry.
That was icky, dude. Well, okay, how about this? I saw this meme probably yesterday of the team from Overwatch.
With the fucking hamster?
Yeah. They're like, oh, we need to make a character they can't make porn of. Let's do a hamster... And then 30 seconds later, they look at Rule 34.
My god. Anything could be turned into porn.
Oh, totally, dude.
Anything.
Alright, so... Yeah, that's the fucking...
That's the podcast for you. Ten minutes. Right there, on the record. No hour podcast. Sorry, everyone. We discussed everything we wanted to discuss. Maybe in the next podcast, we'll go through everything else.
Alright, so yeah, so...
This has been Parking Lot Podcast. With your hosts, me, Jose, otherwise as JJ, and here he is, man of the hour.
Michael Sexy, Incompetent One.
Ooh, yeah! Macho Man Randy Savage here.
Ooh. Well, let me tell you something, brother.
The Hulk Hogan and the Hulkamaniacs don't want that fucking Nick. Have you heard of the controversy back in the day when Hulk Hogan was a fucking racist?
No, I've heard that...
It wasn't really a controversy, it was straight on facts.
I heard that Hulk Hogan has like an 8-inch dick, but his real name... Like, the character Hulk Hogan has an 8-inch dick, but his like, actor, the guy who is Hulk Hogan...
Yeah?
Has a 6-inch dick.
Oh, boy.
But apparently his dick grows 2 inches when he's Hulk Hogan.
Oh, shit. No, it's fucking great because fucking... I just want a whole argument of Hulk Hogan and Macho Man. Macho Man's kind of like the fucking one who, like, sympathizes...
Oh, yeah!
He sympathizes with Hulk Hogan, and Hulk Hogan's not having it because he's such a fucking racist.
Yeah.
You know? Like... Oh yeah, Macho Man Randy Savage, Hulk Hogan. I want to introduce you to my friend. You know, he's a little bit different. He's a black guy. You refuse to shake his hand. You know, oh, fucking listen here, brother. I don't want to fucking shake that. I don't want to shake that dude's hand. Cause we all know, me and the Hulkamaniacs know that. It's not the controversy about skin deep. It's his skin, brother. Ooh. Fucking. Oh, man. I miss fucking old school wrestling, dude. I miss it. Fucking. The personalities from old school were fucking outrageous, and it was fucking great. And they don't have as much violence. They fucking. Remember fucking. Fucking when Undertaker had a fucking fight Kane,
yeah,
and like fucking I don't think it's called Hell in the Cell, but like the Hell's Ring or something, where mm-hmm. fucking Undertaker tossed over Kane and fucking Kane caught on fire.
Yeah,
that was fucking crazy, man. They don't do crazy shit like that anymore. They mm-hmm. do like wimpy shit now.
Yeah, dude.
Like, yeah, sure, you still have a cage match, but no one climbs the fucking cage to the top and fucking does a crazy-ass, like, jump onto the fucking announcer's table, you know?
Yeah, I think it's because that one dude died. Remember the dude who was hanging and then he died and they still threw him around for a while?
No, I did not hear about
this. Yeah, that was like years ago, dude. I don't even remember his
name. Jesus
Christ,
I have to look this up.
Yeah, dude.
All right, so... That's the end of the podcast.
That's the end of the podcast. Fuck this shit.
We're about 14 minutes in, right about halfway now.
Subscribe if you feel like it.
You know, give us a like, share it with your friends. We're sorry we couldn't give you a whole hour.
Next time.
We'll talk about the whole thing again when my voice isn't so fucking, fucking...
Shitty.
Stretched out to its limit.
Man, I didn't even save the draft, man. That's the thing that pisses me off the most.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye-bye.